And we're off. After this important public service announcement from 1971.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. This is Divinal Intervention, episode number 6. Today we're going to be talking about songs about television. So, of course, we first heard The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. And so before we go much further, let me just point out that I had downloaded the music for this podcast episode a few weeks back, before the killing of George Floyd and the demonstrations that have followed that. And so the use of this song really was not intended originally to address that particular situation, but it is an interesting coincidence, if you will, and I will just leave it at that. So Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And, you know, as I was thinking about this topic, I found it a bit strange that, you know, television as a source for, music critiques or songs really seemed to start in the post-punk, late 1970s, early 1980s, as a form of social commentary. But I found this a little strange because, again, TV had been around since the 1950s, and the commercial nature of television was very clear right from the start. But again, it really doesn't seem to become a subject or a source of discontent until that post-punk era. And then that continues throughout the 80s and I guess the early 90s, as we'll find during the course of this particular podcast. And it's also interesting that the critiques cross over several music genres, of course. We started with Gil Scott-Heron, kind of a spoken word, early rap kind of vibe there. And again, it goes into rock music, glam, post-punk, hip-hop, really across the board, as we'll see in the 80s and early 90s. So let's get it all started with, appropriately enough, a band called The Tubes. And this particular Tubes album was... that this cut's going to come from is produced by Todd Rundgren. And I really do want to point out, because consistent with some of the other artists that Rundgren works with, he really seems to get the best out of this particular band. And the band later learns from, I think, the process that they used with Rundgren and continue success after it. And again, I kind of think, first of all, of XTC with their Skylarking album from 1986. You know, the band had been around for a good while before that. They're doing just fine, but the album Skylarking just takes them to another level, and then they maintain that level even after Rundgren's no longer a part of the process. You know, again, with XTC, you've got Oranges and Lemons and Nonesuch, which come after Skylarking and just keep that momentum going. And I think we see something similar with the Tubes. We're going to play a cut from the Remote Control album in 1979, but they just carry that method and the sound that they gain in that album onto the Completion Backwards Principle, of course, in the early 80s, and then become a far more popular band after that with the Outside Inside album. But anyway, so here's one from 1979, The Tubes, with the Todd Rundgren-produced TV Is King. So the idea of or fascination with the tuning in and zoning out and the social commentary that goes along with that is soon after picked up by the seminal California punk band Black Flag on their album Damaged. The song also appears on the wonderful Repo Man movie soundtrack. This is TV Party. Now, interestingly enough, in the mid-80s, there's a book published by an author by the name of Neil Postman called Amusing Ourselves to Death. And And that book focuses on the effects of television, including television news, on our larger society. And I don't want to get too deep into a discussion about the book. If you've ever taken a communications course or a media course, certainly in the mid to late 80s, but I believe it probably was taught well after that. What you have is Neil Postman essentially arguing that the fears that we had as a society, certainly in America, from George Orwell's 1984, kind of missed the real danger. And instead, it was really the Brave New World that Postman identified, with television taking the place of Soma, if you're familiar with that book. And the idea was that forces from outside were not controlling us. We were instead controlling ourselves through the use of television. And I read the book again recently, and it really holds up pretty well, even in the internet era. So you really might want to check it out again. It's Amusing Ourselves to Death. It was published in 1985 by an author by the name of Neil Postman, P-O-S-T-M-A-N. So check it out. All right, the unreality of TV and the world that it creates for us was then picked up by a little band called Public Enemy, of all artists, who talked a little bit about the skewed expectations and fantasies that are associated with TV shows in general, and specifically soap operas. And they came up with a song by the name of She Watched Channel Zero. And I'm going to actually exercise a little bit of executive privilege on this one. As much as I love Public Enemy and I love their version of this song, I am actually going to play a cover version of it by a band called Follow For Now. And the reason I'm going to do this really is not only do I think it's a good version of the song, but I think they were a really unheralded band out of Atlanta, Georgia, and unfortunately really only recorded one album as a band proper. And it was a self-titled album from the early 1990s. Again, Follow For Now. Definitely urge you to check it out. A quality album start to finish. But here is their version of She Watch Channel Zero.
Attention, Earth and all surrounding planets. You are now instructed to turn off your television. And so, to keep herself in the know, she watched the would-be picture show. Trying to keep up with the new stuff and who's so-and-so, but I've come to disrupt the flow. I claim no authority, just move cause I said so. Take your set and chunk it out the window. And attempt to live without the ominous glow of Channel 4. Of Channel 3. Of Channel 2. Of Channel 1. Of Channel Zero! The woman makes the men all pause. And if you got a woman, she might make you forget yours. There's a Bible and a word that describes a character. For her brain's been washed by an actor. And every real man that tries to approach, come the closer he comes, he gets just like a roach. I don't think I can handle, she goes to channel to channel. Go looking for a hero, she watched Channel Zero.
She watched.
Now, the real reason that I brought up the Neil Postman book that I discussed a little bit earlier is that one of the absolute titans of rock music picked up on the central theme of that book and really essentially co-opted the title for his own solo album, Post Pink Floyd. So I am, of course, talking about Roger Waters. And here's a clip from the title track of his excellent album, Amused to Death.
And when they found our shadows, go grab the TV set. They ran down every lead. They repeated every test. They checked out all the data on the list. But then any of them anthropologists admitted they were still breaks. But on a
Now, the idea that the influence of television on our culture was not benign or just a simple distraction from real life was really a theme that was also picked up by an upstart hip-hop band, also in the early 90s, by the name of the Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy. In some respects, a band in the vein of Gil Scott-Heron, similar to Follow For Now, unfortunately a short-lived project, as there really was only one album put out by the Disposable Heroes, but it is a phenomenal album that I certainly invite you to listen to for yourself. Again, Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy. So the vocalist for that band, Michael Franti, would go on to form another hip-hop band by the name of Spearhead, which did some excellent work. And then he also did several albums as a solo artist. So Michael Franti, definitely worth checking out. Spearhead, of course, but also the solo stuff that Franti did. But here he is in the original Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy with Television, the Drug of the Nation.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One Nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian foremen and bald eagles.
Now, dear listener, it would not be a proper episode of Divinal Intervention without a mention of Gang of Four now, would it? I think I probably have featured Gang of Four or mentioned them in just about every episode of the podcast thus far, but I will defend that position, especially here, because it is very much relevant to this particular discussion. Really, it is. So, while the Tubes were talking about the unreality of TV and the escapism or the addiction to escapism through TV is King and actually another cut on that album called Primetime, Gang of Four saw TV's influence as all too real in a certain respect. Not an escapism, but a dangerously new reality. So on their debut album, which again I've talked about a number of times on this podcast, Entertainment, they were talking about war footage on the nightly TV newscasts as a kind of pernicious new form of entertainment. And they named the song that I'm going to play here after the time of the evening news in the UK. So here is, from Gang of Four's first album, Entertainment, a song called 5:45. Interestingly, Roger Waters, who we just talked about a little bit ago, he revisits this issue that Gang of Four is talking about the use of war footage as its own kind of entertainment. Waters takes this thing in his Amused to Death album on a song called Perfect Sense, and he fashions this war coverage as really the equivalent of sports announcing. And he even uses legendary American sportscaster Marv Albert as one of his tools to make his point here, delivering the martial play-by-play, if you will. And so, again, if you're listening to Roger Waters' Amused to Death, I would point you to Perfect Sense as a really biting satirical look at television news. Now, far from the idea of television news, the dead Kennedys, on the other hand, had a very specific TV target on their 1985 Frankenchrist album. And that target was, of course, MTV Music Television. So here is the Dead Kennedys with MTV Get Off the Air. So the Dead Kennedys, another California punk band, with their social commentary about television, but again, specifically about MTV. So one of the more interesting critiques of the television era, or again in the 70s and 80s, the, I guess, expanded television era, was offered up by The Residents. And they, if you do not know, are an experimental and quite prolific music group out of San Francisco. And understanding that the population was increasingly consumed with television, The Residents decided to record an album full of minute-long songs that they purport to intend you to play during the commercial breaks while you are watching television. So you end up with a 40-song offering called, appropriately enough, The Commercial Album. So this is a 1980 release by The Residents called The Commercial Album, and here is one of the 1 minute while you're taking your break from your show. Here's a song called Moisture.
Someone saw a stranger now, put moisture on her lips, and it was also seen upon her arms and on her hips.
So let's close it all out in the spirit of the greater show. What better song than another minute-long commercial break song from The Residents called Theme from an American TV Show.
Mm-hmm.
okay, like any good infomercial, I'm going to tell you, wait, don't answer yet. I was starting to feel some kind of way about not playing the Public Enemy version of She Watched Channel Zero. So as a little bonus coverage, if you act now, here will be Public Enemy.
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the facts on who you are because you're watching that garbage.
The woman makes the men all pause, and if you got a woman, she might make you forget yours. There's a five-letter word to describe her character, but her brain's been washed by an actor. And every real man that tries to approach, comes a cold thing, comes, it gets just like a rope. I don't think I can handle, she goes channel to channel, cold looking for that hero. She watched Channel Zero.
She wants Yo, baby, you got to cut that garbage off. Yo, I wanna watch the game. What is you doing? Hey, yo, let me tell you a little something. I'ma take all your soap and I'm gonna hang them on the rope. You know what I'm saying? Hey yo, let me tell you a little something, baby. I'ma take your set and I'ma throw it out the window, G.
27548, she watched, she said, I'll add it up to zero. And nothing in her head. She turns and turns and she hopes the soap. Off a reel, she learns that it ain't true, no. But she won't survive and rather die than lie. For the fool, for some dude on the tube. I don't think I can handle. She goes channel to channel, cold looking for that hero. She watched Channel Zero.
All right. Well, so that's it for our television episode. We now return you to your regularly scheduled podcast, already in progress. So until next time, this is Divinal Intervention, the podcast. We'll talk to you soon.